kind of jesting names for them.
High yellows, stuff like
no,
that.
No,
high yellow is mixed, what we, you know,
yeah.
is old saying what they used to call high yellow is mixed between white and black, you know.
Yeah. No, I was talking about a baby that didn't have a father, they'd say. They had kind of jesting names for them, anything. You know,
yeah, I don't know.
Call them a buzzard egg or anything like that. Never heard of a buzzard. Woods colt.
That's a new name for me. I never heard of that.
Sunday child. Now, your brother's son is called your...
My brother's son is my nephew.
Okay. What would my mother's sister, what relation would she be to me?
Aunt.
Hmm?
Your mother's?
Yeah.
You being what, my brother?
Well, no. My mother's sister would be...
Aunt.
Yeah, okay.
Mother's sister would be an aunt, yeah.
All right. if somebody had the same family name, say somebody had your name, but and they looked a lot like you, but you might say, no, she's got the same name, but she's actually...
No relation.
No relation to you?
No relation.
Different
bunch of dogs.
Yeah. Somebody who had came into town here and no one had ever seen him before, they said he was a...
Stranger? Newcomer?
Newcomer. What? Yeah. And a person maybe who came from a long way away. What if he came from good ways away?
Depending on where he'd be from. If you find out where he'd probably be a Yankee, we call him Yankee.
Yeah. Somebody from another country?
Foreigner.
Yeah, he's not...
Foreigner. He's just a foreigner.
Yeah, you'd say he wouldn't be a...
Local.
He's not a citizen. He's not a...
He's alien.
Not an American. Mm,
he's alien.
Yeah. People born in the USA, you say they're... I'm proud to be...
American. American.
Yeah.
I wasn't too proud to be an American here. About the 15th of February back here when I had to pay my income tax over.
Really?
Yeah.
They stick you for a lot this year?
Yeah.
I thought maybe y'all would get something, but you didn't get anything back?
Oh, no. They're not going to give us anything back.
Yeah.
Too many of these Afro-American engineers that need it, you know.
Yeah.
Go play, Randall. Go play. That's my brother-in-law's kid.
Yeah.
Play.
When you paid your bill on time, would a storekeeper ever give y'all something if they knew you had a lot of kids or something like that, just as some kind of gift or something like that?
The only gift we got from a storekeeper would be along about Christmas. They used to give us and everybody else. Had a big account with them now. Not everybody now.
Yeah.
And Randall, go play. They give us crate of apples or something like that.
Yeah.
Go play. Look like it's people up here, Hensley, when they have Hensley grocery up here, they give us ham, you know.
Just for?
You know, patronizing.
For Lanyap?
Yeah.
That sort of, well, just for a gift?
Yeah, just for patronage, you know. But you don't see too many of them do it.
Yeah.
It had to be a local store, you know. Somebody knows you will.
Now, your Boy Scouts, they have to pay monthly.
No.
They don't?
Our dues are yearly.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Yeah, we pay, we reorganize the troop every 12 months out of the year.
Yeah.
And we have a joining fee of $2.
Yeah.
$3.50 for adults.
Yeah. Now, time to pay the bill. You know, when it's time to pay the bill, you say the bill is
due.
The bill's due.
Done time.
Yeah.
Get the duns in. And, of course, done, you know, people don't know what done means. Done been due before. Yeah, that's a joke we always.
Yeah.
When in the South, duns.
When a storekeeper had to sell something, say maybe he bought something for $2 and he had to sell it for $1.50 that he was selling it.
Under cost?
Yeah, he was selling
it. But he wouldn't stay in business like that, reckon.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll do that, just get people in the store. They'll
come on.
Sell something at a...
Well, like here, this store on the corner opened up down here. And they had Cokes for a dollar and some stuff like that. That's just a come on, all it is.
They'll just take a...
loss, maybe one. A loss on it, or break even on it.
On that one item.
Just to get you to come in the store. Mostly it's new businesses is what it is.
Yeah.
Of course they have sales, you know, and stuff, but they'll make it up in other parts of the store.
Yeah.
Like they'll have a sale on, start to say coffee, but it ain't gonna sell on coffee, is it? Oh, they'll have a sale on canned goods, and then they'll make it up in the meat department. They'll go up on their meats.
Yeah.
And then they'll go down on their meats, and then they'll make it up in the canned department, or make it up in the frozen goods departments and stuff like that. They know how to work it around. They ain't in the business for nothing. But they exercise.
Well, if you want to know the price of something, you ask how much it...
I want to know the price.
If you want to know the price of something, you ask how much it...
You take what... And grow, you know, we're talking about grocers. You know, you take what's on the label, you don't argue about it.
Yeah. You pay what it is.